some of the past and current organizations and foundations linked by membership or funding to the plutocracy that once supported the Nazis include the Agency of International Development, American Civil Liberties Union, American Council of Race Relations, American Press Institute, Anti-Defamation League, Arab Bureau, Aspen Institute, Association of Humanistic Psychology, Battelle Memorial Institute, Center for Advanced Studies in the Behavioral Sciences, Center for Constitutional Rights, Center for Cuban Studies, Center for Democratic Institutions, Christian Socialist League, Communist League, Environmental Fund, Fabian Society, Ford Foundation, Foundation for National Progress, German Marshall Fund, Hudson Institute, Institute for Pacific Relations, Institute on Drugs, Crime, and Justice, International Institute for Strategic Studies, Mellon Institute, Metaphysical Society, Milner Group, Mont Pelerin Society, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, National Council of Churches, New World Foundation, RAND Institute, Stanford Research Institute, Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Union of Concerned Scientists, International Red Cross, and the YMCA. David N. Gibbs, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Arizona, noted that the intelligence community has long taken advantage of academia to propagate their views and philosophies, as always, through the distribution of money. He wrote, "While pundits never tire of the cliché that American universities are dominated by leftist faculty who are hostile toward the objectives of established foreign policies, the reality is altogether different. The CIA has become a growing force on campus, according to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal. The agency finds it needs experts from academia and colleges pressed for cash like the revenue. Long-standing academic inhibitions about being publicly associated with the CIA have largely disappeared. In 2002, former CIA director Robert Gates became president of Texas A&M University, while the new president of Arizona State University, Michael Crow, was vice chairman of the agency's venture capital arm, InQtel, Inc. The CIA has created a special scholarship program for graduate students able and willing to obtain security clearance. According to the London Guardian, the primary purpose of the program is to promote disciplines that would be of use to the intelligence agencies. And throughout the country, academics in several disciplines are undertaking research, often secret, for the CIA.